Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. The other day I was talking with a friend, and actually with a bunch of friends, and I was pretty gloomy. I was pretty down, and we got talking about the difference between some days and other days. You know, some days you're in flow. Some days you experience meaning. Some days you experience connection with other people. Sometimes you experience that you're achieving what you wanted to achieve. And then there are these other days. These other days where those things are not, you know, as given. That there was days that you do not feel in flow, that you do not feel connected, that you don't feel that there's meaning to what you're doing. So, you know, I spent the past almost 20 years building up companies, setting up gifted schools programs, multiple companies, had a lot of people working for me. And, you know, I had to declare bankruptcy on two of those companies because I built things up that could not exist any longer. And in that process, I've really come to learn that if you truly want to live your talent, if you truly want to live an aligned life, you have to accept that there will be some days and other days. There will be some days where, you know, you will get recognition. You will get the things you want to do. And then there are these other days where you simply wake up in the morning and you decide to get through the day and you keep pushing on the things that you think are important. You keep showing up as a parent. You keep doing your job. You keep living your talent. You keep talking with your kids. And that realization, that the acceptance of that is so important. One of the things that has profoundly influenced me is that in high school, I had Latin. That's one of the things that they teach you in the Netherlands. You've got like a pre-university track where they teach you ancient Greek and Latin. And we studied the old Stoic philosophers, including Seneca. And, you know, the Stoics are very much about leading the good life. And leading the good life is making yourself less dependent on what happens in life, what is given to you in life, what you receive in life, how successful you are. But on focusing on the process of living the good life, acting the good life. So the focus is not as much on the external things about whether you get the result you want, but the focus is on, am I doing the things that I think are important? And this kind of ties in with, you know, with positive psychology, where you talk about values in action. Are you acting in alignment with your values? And the weird thing that I found in life is then when I go chasing happiness, when I go chasing, you know, performance, when I go chasing results, then they often elude me. And when I let go of that and focus on the process, and when I focus on acting the way I think I should act, then, you know, there are these some days and there are these other days. But in the end, actually, I am more fulfilled. I do get in flow more often. I feel more connected with other people. So what is your current day like? What is today? Is it some day where you are feeling it, or is it one of the other days where you don't? And what are your values? What do you think is important? How do you want to show up as a parent? And whether your kids respond or not? Because, you know, yesterday I had a fun conversation with my daughter where, you know, we were course correcting her as she needed to be course corrected. She did not appreciate that one little bit. And at the same time, you know, we just did what, you know, we believed is the right thing to do. And I think that's the biggest shift you can make as a parent. Biggest shift you can make as a parent is not see your kids as the result and not fighting for the result of your kids being one way or the other, because you do not decide who your kids are or going to be. They are not yours. You can only influence them. So find a way to find your own identity as a parent. Who do you want to be as a parent? And the clearer you are about that, and the clearer you're taking steps in being the parent you want to be, the happier you'll actually be being a parent, and whether it works or not. And the weird thing is, the less you start focusing on your kids, the more you start focusing on being the parent you want to be as intelligently and as smartly as you can be, the happier you are, but the happier your kids will be. So who do you want to be as a parent? What do you want to be as a parent? Because I think that is one of the most profound lessons I've learned. That, I think, is what smart parenting is. Smart parenting is finding a parenting style that fits with you and meets the needs of your kid. And then focus on doing parenting, not the result of parenting, not creating happy kids as, you know, this is what I'm going to do, but focusing on the process of taking the steps that will get you there. So what can you do? What do you think is important as a parent? And what can you do today to move in that direction, to take a small step in being the parent you want to be? Curious what you find. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.